Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 478 for Thursday, July 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Thursday, seeing some follow-through selling as the nearby path of least resistance remains pointed down. Canola was $2 to nearly $7 lower the November contract, down $6.70 at $517.90 per ton. Speculative long liquidation as fund traders continued to book profits on their large long positions, and improving Canadian crop prospects were behind some of today's weakness. While drought conditions in parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan remain supportive, recent weather has been more favorable for crop development, that's helping alleviate some of those concerns. Expectations for good yields in Manitoba were also bearish. A softer tone in Chicago soy oil and beans put further pressure on canola. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar provided some support, and crush margins were up on the day. A lack of aggressive farmer selling helped limit the losses as well, although country deliveries remained steady. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both down, but corn held on to small gains, with all three commodities seeing some choppy trade today. Soybeans were down 2 to 6 cents, the November contract down 5 at 10.11 per bushel. Beans had initially moved higher as heavy rains in parts of the Midwest overnight raised more concerns over excess moisture cutting into the crop prospects. Solid weekly export sales were also supportive. However, weather conditions are once again looking more favorable for the next weekend. Soybeans eventually drifted lower. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar, declines in crude oil, and losses in global vegetable oil markets were also bearish. Corn, meanwhile, it was steady to up 1 cent in the most active months, the September contract up a half cent at $4.30 per bushel. While crop conditions are starting to look a bit more favorable for soybeans, the concern in corn is that the excess moisture earlier in the year resulted in many crops with shallow root systems, and now hotter and drier weather in the forecast could cause problems during pollination. Wheat futures, they're down 4 to 6 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 4 at $5.62 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports came in below trade guesses, hitting their lowest level of the crop year to date. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest and improving conditions in other wheat-growing regions of the world also put pressure on wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.